The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast live presented by DraftKings. I'm Sean, second the Money Green with my partner of picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog. I've removed my money loaning hat.
Oh yes, Ryan is no. Oh, come on, I need some money loans. We got NFL props already out, Ryan.
We'll see if you get me excited with one of these tickets. Maybe I'll have to go get a loan from my money loaning hat.
Now there are a number of markets up. God bless the good folks over at DraftKings. Yep. Already getting ahead of the game, Ryan. I am going to give you a ticket right now. Now we said rookie props. There's a couple different markets. We've already talked a little rookie of the year, but there's some over unders. There's some stat leader stuff, rookie leader stuff. There's a lot to get to. I'm going to jump over to week one starting quarterback where a rookie is in the market. I'm going to give you JJ McCarthy plus 120 to QB the first week one snap for the Minnesota Vikings. Are you shredding that, Ryan, or are you saving it?
I think you, all right. So as much as I understand, I understand the logic of why you signed Sam Darnold and why Sam Darnold has been like an attractive option for these Shanahanians lately, but you got to start JJ McCarthy. You're not seeing anything out. If you're starting Sam Darnold as a Vikings fan, you're nervous. That's not a good sign in my opinion. So I would take the plus money. I don't think we're going to see plus. Once we get to organized team activities and we see who's taking the reps and it's not Sam Darnold with the ones, this is going to go right to minus odds. So great. I appreciate the gift.
Thank you.
Very much. I'll keep that. I'm not going to shred it at all. Why would I shred that? It's great value. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
I got a nice one for you. Do you want the fun one? You want the super fun one?
Well, come on.
I found a more fun one than Michael Penix winning rookie of the year.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a similar version of the same thing.
I think I know what it is, but yes, send it.
Michael Penix to lead the rookies in passing yards.
Yes, sir.
80-1. Are you going to keep that? Save it or shred it, Sean?
Since it's 80-1, I'm definitely going to save it. I'm not throwing out any tickets. Now here's the scenario, Ryan. What if Michael Penix looks amazing in all these OTAs, training camp? I mean, Kirk Cousins is coming off a major injury. By all accounts, he's not going to be ready to go see live action. Those first couple of organized team activities. What if he starts balling out of his mind in preseason? I think they have to give it to Kirk, but he could be on an incredibly short leash. Caleb Williams gets a little banged up. I think what week would he have to start in order to have a shot at this? Maybe week five, maybe week six.
I could see it now. People just, hey, you know, Kirk Cousins not that expensive of a backup quarterback when you consider how cheap Michael Penix is. I think the version here is that he's not ready to start the season because he had his surgery in November for an Achilles injury. He's an old guy. He wasn't athletic anyway. I mean, if you're comparing Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers as athletes, as much as we like to make fun of Aaron Rodgers, it's a different level of athlete. And so even that level of recovery, are we sure he's going to be back and all the way? So I think the narrative is that he's just not ready, and maybe he has a setback, and maybe Kirk Cousins doesn't play, and maybe there's some injury insurance we learn about that makes everything okay.
You like that?
I want all the Michael Penix has the same kind of level of talent as Caleb Williams. I want to buy all the long shot Michael Penix stuff. So maybe I just gave you a gift that I also like.
Yeah, thank you. It's that classic move, like the Simpsons episode where he gets his wife a bowling ball. Ryan, this one, yes. I don't know if you want, but I'm going to give you the gift that is Bo Nix.
Oh, no.
To lead the rookies in rookie passing yards, 8-1. Shred it.
I don't think Sean Payton, this team is not built to. Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Your Bo Nix ticket, Ryan.
I will say what do they call it? The people that just like listen and watch stuff that's soothing. That
ASR.
Yeah. I mean, we might get a new audience if we keep showing all this sweet, sweet shredding. What were we just talking? Oh no, I 100%. You have to shred that. It's a horrible bet. Why would you get? First of all, did you think I was going to save that one? Honest.
No.
Well, then why did you give it to me?
Well, because it's shred or save. It couldn't, Ryan. I know. Bo Nix, it's not a fun bit if we save every ticket.
Here's how I would lay it out. He's going into a
secret Santa.
He's going into a very positive situation. And this is one where I actually like the rookie of the year more than the yards.
Yes, I agree.
Here's why. This team's going to play defense. They're going to run the ball. And he's going to take care of the ball. He's going to complete the passes he has to. And if this team has success, it's because they play good defense. They run the ball. Maybe they make the playoffs as a wild card. And Bo Nix looks like the best quarterback because some other stuff has happened to Caleb and the other guys, but not yards. Can't go yards. I don't see any version of Bo Nix where he is leading the other than everyone else.
Got a cannon, right?
Everyone else gets hurt. Maybe. Everyone else gets hurt. Spencer Rattler probably has a better chance than Bo Nix.
Wow.
Hot take.
Spencer Rattler make the team, right?
You said 8-1?
Yeah.
8-1 when I can get 12 or 16-1 on the rookie of the year. I'd rather play that market.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Because Bo Nix's path to winning rookie of the year is pretty obvious. Hey, if the Broncos sneak into the playoffs as a wild card, him getting rookie of the year, and Caleb Williams maybe goes like 8-9, 7-10, has a couple games where he fumbles a bunch. That path is way more reasonable. It's probably just going to be Caleb Williams, but 2-1 is not fun.
All right. So I wanted to, let's just go into very, very basic.
Yeah.
Just going to an over under Caleb Williams over 3,500 passing yards, 3,500 and a half passing yards.
Shred it. I don't want that ticket over 30 for the Chicago Bears.
They're not playing in a dome yet.
No, they have not built that dome yet. I mean, simple math, Ryan, what do you have to put up per game there? I'm going to run it at 17 games. That's I did times instead of dividing, but I mean, that's almost like 300 yards again. I mean,
I think a better way to think about it. So 3,500 last year, to give you an idea, Geno Smith did it in 15 games.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson did it in 16 games with 3,678. Jalen Hurts, 3,858. Derek Carr, 3,878.
Well, I think one, you have to be healthy for all 17
Gardner Minshew had 3,300 yards last year.
That's crazy. I mean, this is projecting him to be healthy for all 17 games. It's the Chicago Bears, though. Like, I still think I get they're going to try and throw the ball more, but you still have a bunch of games in December. in January. I mean, they have 9 home games. I think that could hurt you there. Any sort of dud game, you're in trouble. Like, you just need everything to go right here to hit that over 3,500 and a half.
How many times?
And I think the Bears might have a decent defense. So I don't know if they're going to be playing from behind. Like, they might be playing kind of conservative.
How many times has a Chicago Bear gone over this total?
Once. Jay Cutler.
Well, Jay Cutler did it 3 times, actually.
Okay.
He did it in 2009, 2014, 2015. Eric Kramer holds the record for the Bears, 3,838 yards. That's like, that's the ceiling of the franchise. You only have 338 yards.
Yeah,
there.
I get it. You get the extra game, but still, under. Like, that is
bonkers. You can't take the over, right? They're cursed.
No,
you have to
shrug. Something is, I mean, it's a Chicago. It's like the Grateful Dead drummer. Something bad's going to happen. I don't know what.
Here's the funniest part about the all-time passing list for the Bears. Eric Kramer, number 1. Jay Cutler, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know who number 6 is?
No.
Mitch Trubisky. Sorry, Bears.
Mitch.
Fans.
All right, Ryan. I'll toss one back your way. And that is,
fire something fun, yeah?
Yeah, because there's a couple. I will go. We're talking all quarterbacks, Ryan.
Yeah, what's the fun?
What
stuff,
about? Right? What about we move it over to the receiver position? And what if I tell you most regular rookie receiving yards? And I give you a Brock Bowers 18-1. What are you doing with that ticket?
Probably shredding it. I think you have Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers. You do have Michael Mayer still there. Oh, look at that shredder.
Beautiful shred.
That looks like a crisscross shredder. That's the kind it's supposed to be harder for them to imagine being the guy trying to paste back the
piece together the bill. Document.
I Antonio Pierce wants to run the ball. I don't know if there's enough passing yards for me to want any to bet any of the Raiders in any sort of long shot markets.
Here. Well, and Michael Mayer, he's competing with Michael Mayer. It's crazy in my mind that it's only 18-1.
Yeah, they strike me as one of the teams that's going to flirt with the 50-50 run pass rate with the Steelers. We all know the Steelers are there. That's why they brought in Cordero Patterson. We understand.
Going to see all those goal line touches. Ryan, send one more my way.
All right. So I actually did have a long shot one in the receiver market. 11-1, Ladd McConkey, most receiving yards. He could be the alpha receiver for the Chargers.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think Ladd McConkey is actually pretty interesting in fantasy because I think he's going to get a decent amount of receptions. And to your point, Ryan, like, yeah, I mean, all these other receivers, I guess Malik Nabers doesn't have a lot of competition, but he doesn't have a quarterback either. You have Justin Herbert, you have Ladd McConkey. That's a great combo. So yeah, I actually really like Ladd McConkey at 11-1. Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to save that. And we're going to switch gears here. Talk a little UFC 301 when Sports Gambling Podcast Live returns.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from the Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's Leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
Brian, one of my favorite websites out there, VSiN.com. You know why? They got everything, including tennis best bets, Thule's take on the Kentucky Derby. I can read Kentucky Derby articles all day, and there's plenty of them for free over on VSiN.com. Make sure you check out VSiN.com, best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, that and so much more all over on VSiN.com. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. I'm Sean Sagan, the Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Kramer, you got all your Derby bets in?
Working on it. Was having a little issue with the Superfecta. I will say, an interesting nugget I learned today, that the minimums on some of that stuff is controlled by the track. And so Churchill Downs actually like eliminates all the fun. Dime, nickel, whatever you maybe your track lets you do on the Superfecta. They make you go all the way up to a dollar. A lot hard to box it when you got to go 24 ways.
Ryan, I think you can spare the full dollar.
Yeah.
Real quick, Mavs.
I feel like you're trying to embarrass me.
No, I'm pointing out you're doing it right for yourself. You can get the full dollar.
Thank you.
Superfecta. Mavs up 25-24. But we're here talking a little UFC 301. Joining us on the line from the MMA Gambling Podcast, Daniel Gumby Breland, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Gumby, what's happening, man? I feel like a lot of people said, hey, 300 UFC is going to be exciting, but 301 actually maybe some better fights.
I think it's better fights in terms of betting. And in addition to that, it's like, it's more prospect heavy. They love to wheel out every single Brazilian star they got when they go to Brazil. So for this one, I'm pumped because I think the spots are better.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get right into it. And I'm sure I'm going to butcher all these names, which people seem to enjoy. The main event, Alexandre Pantoja versus Steven Ursig. Who do we like, Gumby? Why do we like him?
I like Pantoja. I think, honestly, the public has been way too high on Steven Ursig. Ursig came into the UFC, has only fought three times, has looked sensational in those three fights, but nobody makes it to a title fight in three fights unless your name's Conor McGregor, right? Like, unless you're like one of the top guys in the history of MMA, you don't wind up in a title fight that quick. And I think it's a major disservice to Ursig because right now, what he's doing is every time somebody shoots a takedown on him, he counters the grappling, he winds up on top, and he beats the hell out of him. And that's awesome when you're fighting Alessandra Costa. But when you're fighting the best guy in the world, you're now fighting Alexandre Pantoja in his home country in front of fans who are chanting that you will die. It's a nightmare. You know, like they literally chant in Brazil, vai a morrer, which means you will die in Portuguese. And it's the best.
They got to teach them. They got to teach them the English translation. You will die in a Portuguese accent would sound pretty scary. Pantoja is -185, Ursig +154 coming back the other way. It's do you just like Pantoja on the money line here? Or do you like him, by a certain method? What do you like here from here?
So I think there's tons of value on just the money line up front, because like I said, I think Ursig's being wildly overrated, but I will also say, I really like the Pantoja submission line. It's listed right now at like 3-1. And for me, you know, like I said, Ursig is a guy who's been countering other people's grappling over and over and over again. And now he's up against a guy where I don't think he's going to be able to do that. So I think he's going to wind up putting himself in bad positions. I think you're going to see Pantoja take his back two or three times. If he can get that finish one time, you could definitely cover on that +300. So I like playing the money line and then maybe a sprinkle on the submission.
Surprised. I thought you might come in with an angle on Astro Boy.
Ooh,
that's her sick nickname. I don't, going a little deeper, Sean. Fine. I mean, Astro Boy, you can't, they can't announce that on the way to the ring, right?
I mean, that means something
else in Australia.
There's a guy fighting earlier in the night who goes by the Bear Jew. So, you know, they'll announce just about anything.
Yeah, you put it on the card. They'll say it down in old Brazil here.
You get my hat on. I can be the money loaning guy.
It doesn't really a great nickname, the money loaning guy.
Not as good.
We can work on it, Ryan.
Good.
The co-main event, Jonathan Martinez versus Jose Aldo. Man, that takes me back. I feel like Aldo's been around for forever. What do you like in this matchup? Aldo plus 120 on the money line. Martinez minus 140 coming back the other way.
I hate being this jockey, but I got to go with Jonathan Martinez. Jose Aldo has already retired once or maybe twice.
He
definitely was done once upon a time. I think he's got one fight left on his contract, and the UFC won't let him box unless he comes out of retirement and takes one more fight. Then his contract's void and he can go box and do whatever he wants. That's not usually a good, you know, avenue to backing a guy, right? Like that's not a good sign that he's just trying to like get his contract torn up so he can go do something else. Not a lot of motivation behind that. And he's fighting a guy too, who I will also say, just like he fights the same style as him, except is younger and has less miles on the tank. Jonathan Martinez loves leg kicks. Jose Aldo loves leg kicks. He loves to box in the clinch. Jose Aldo loves to box in the clinch. Like, it's a guy who does all the same things as him, except for he's younger, motivated, and wants that name on his resume. So I think Jonathan Martinez's money line's good here. I would probably lean to the over. I know it's heavily juiced to the over right now. It's like negative 200, negative 220. But I would still say the over's in play here because I think you're going to see a couple of guys overly cautious, particularly for the first round and a half, and you're going to see nobody get a finish here.
This is going to be like when Rocky went over to Russia and defeated their greatest champion. An American, Jonathan Martinez, goes down behind enemy lines to defeat Brazilian champion Jose Aldo.
Yeah, is there any chance Jose Aldo is fighting for his country? He's waving the flag. And
they love him down there.
I think Jonathan Martinez is more likely to be knocked out by a beer bottle flying into the cage than Jose Aldo. Because that's not completely out of the realm of possibility at this point. But like, I would also say I'd take better odds on the KO prop from drunken guy in the stands 3.
Yeah,
that's an excellent. I mean. Clip it, producer Brian. That's the angle.
Yeah, we got to reach out to DraftKings, get them to offer that. Method of victory, a knockout by random guy in the fan.
Cerveza.
Of course, we just hit on the main event, the co-main. Always love digging deep on the undercard. Is there and. You cashed one of these. One of the last times we recently had you on, we call them ladders here on the Sports Gambling Podcast, where you're playing different form. With player props, it's pretty easy, right? You take like the alt over 12, over 14 points. You keep going up the ladder. There's a similar way to do it here in the UFC. Do you have any ladder action you like for UFC 301, Gumby?
Yeah, and shout out to the last one we hit, which was Michel Pajeda, who is actually fighting on this card. And now you can't get any of his lines anywhere near what we had last time. He's like a negative 600 favorite on the money line. And his submission line, which we got last time at 650, is down to 300. So like they're on to us now with Michel Pajeda. So I'm now moving my action to make the Beck oral buy, which I was kind of hoping we could get Sean to say, but
you wrote it down on the sheet, but I was trying to, my brain just completely locked up when it was, how do you set up Gumby while also saying make the Beck oral buy?
Not bad.
I just need to hear. I mean, Ryan looks like he would be a huge Mictebek Orobai fan from the old country.
Yes,
Ryan.
Of course. Thank you.
So goes well with a nice goulash.
Yeah, so Orobai, I love it in all kinds of different ways. So first of all, he is a negative 250 favorite, which seems like a lot for a lot of people. But look, I think he's going to absolutely steamroll Uros Medic, who's a guy who just can't defend takedowns. Mictebek Orobai has looked like he's had takedowns in spades. So I'm going to take him up front on the money line. And then I'm also going to take him to finish. I know he's fighting Elvis Brenner. I know Elvis Brenner has not been able to be finished ever in his career. He's 15-3, all three of his losses by decision. But look, he's been really close to being finished in his last two fights. Oralby is a guy who does not let people off the hook if they make a mistake. So we're going to take the 250 money line, negative 250 money line. We're going to flip it around. We're going to add on top of it the plus 200 on the finish. And then we're going to get a little bit more specific on the finish too. I like him by submission here. I know, again, Brenner never been finished. So doubling down on the finish might seem like a lot, but I also love the fact that he can get him down consistently. And I think Brenner's going to give up his back at least once. And Oralby doesn't miss when he shoots. So we're going to go negative 250 on the money line. We'll go plus 200 that he gets it done inside the distance. And then plus 500, we'll get super specific that he gets it done with a submission.
This is my favorite kind of, like, just getting a really narrow projection and leaning in.
Oh, I love
going
it.
Going heavy. Off the top.
We need to see if they can do like UFC try boxes, because I love this. Gumby, always appreciate you calling in. Make sure you subscribe to the MMA Gambling Podcast. Check him out and his co-host, Jeff Fox. Kramer.
Yes.
We've done it all. We've talked horses, we've talked puck, we've talked hoops, we've talked ball, we've talked football. Now we're talking UFL, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Live returns here on Visa. Kramer, are you ready to become your own sports betting expert? Look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription. Your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, and winning strategies. Now, normally we charge you $240. Not for our listeners. You can get it for $199. And if that's not enough, we'll throw in 2 free months. That's right, 14 months of VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day. I mean, you know, normally they say that's the price of a cup of coffee, but good luck in a cup of coffee for 50 cents a day. Imagine, and cup of coffee, it doesn't help you win money. VSiN Pro does, with their daily best bets, their leaderboard to see who has the best win percentage in ROI, 19 hours of live programming, including Sports Gambling Podcast Live. And of course, the exclusive betting splits to show you where the money and the bets are moving for every game. Don't wait. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to claim your 14 months of VSiN Pro for only $199. That code SGP. Welcome back, everyone, to SGP, aka Sports Gambling Podcast Live, here on VSiN. I'm Sean, second of the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Kramer, you ready to unite in
football? Love spring football. Playoffs can't get here fast enough. Not because I'm excited, but because it seems like we have four teams that are almost eliminated.
Yeah, in a that is the problem with spring football. When you have eight teams, four in each conference, and two get into the playoffs, if there's a few bad teams, they can really submarine the league. Joining us on the line, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line, you know him from the UFL Gambling Podcast, Mr. Colby Dant. Colby, what's happening? How are we feeling about spring football this week?
I mean, I love football in the spring, but 10 weeks is the real issue. Look at the Canadian Football League. We got the CFL starting soon, but they do 18 weeks. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
So you're saying more games?
More games. So right now we almost have the playoff picture figured out because it's only 10 games in. So if it was 18, we'd have no idea right now for all of them.
No, I think we'd have a pretty good idea. We would just have a lot more regular season.
It would be really great to see how many games the Arlington Renegades would have to play before they win a game. Of course, they are the dregs of the league right now. Arlington Renegades playing there on Cinco de Mayo, aka Sunday. They're catching 5 points in honor of Cinco de Mayo. Again, I like the Panthers a lot. I liked them last week. I like them overall. They gave the Stallions a run for their money. They're playing really good defense. Their weakness was, the quarterback situation. EJ Perry, kind of fortune for the Panthers, got injured. They've really upgraded the quarterback position. Colby, I assume you're also taking the Panthers. You cannot bet the Renegades anymore.
No, you can't. It looks like they've quit over the past 2 weeks. Although, if you dive into stats, it's kind of one of those head scratchers where you're like, how can your offense be that good, but you haven't won a game? I'm on the Panthers -4. I think the switch to the injury to EJ Perry and Danny Etling coming in, they also signed Bryce Perkins, who I think might even be better than Etling. So I like laying the four with the Panthers there. I also love the over in that game. I think there's going to be enough points in that one where the Renegades, because the Renegades offense has put up yardage. So you mix that with the fact that Etling opened up the ball or opened up that offense. They threw the just in his one start, the largest completion, you know, yards per catch out of any game this season. So that opened up the rushing attack then. So love the Panthers minus four here.
I'm a little worried. We heard a dog in the background as Colby was picking a favorite. Oh,
that's always a sign.
Arlington's cooked, right? We crossed them off. They're officially done.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
Are we
talking to a guy who, I got all the UFL picks right last week, including fading Arlington. Now I'm not one to, tout Ryan, but, feeling pretty good about fading Arlington. Once again, the Panthers do have a legit good defense. Colby, what else is jumping out at you for this four game UFL slate coming up this weekend?
The Stallions, they announced today that they're starting Adrian Martinez, which is, you know, it's hilarious. If he's only started two games all year and he's the best player in the league, and he's clear, he's the leading rusher in the league by a substantial amount, but with only two starts, and he's only played in three games. So it's pretty mind numbing there, but he got the start. Normally they've been switching back and forth between him and Matt Corral, the former Carolina Panther and Ole Miss Rebel. So getting Adrian Martinez in there, the last time he played against the Showboats, they beat him by like 28 points or something. So I like that there at the Liberty Bowl. I think you lay that big number. The Stallions are the best team in the league. They have the best defensive line. They lead the league in sacks, and the team that's given up the most sacks is the Memphis Showboats. So bad formula there. I think you lay that big number with the Stallions. I would also in that one, I would tend to lean towards the over now that Martinez is playing with Corral. I actually lean towards the under, but with Martinez, I think you take the over in that as well.
Yeah. And we don't talk a ton of DFS, but I mean, it's crazy. Adrian Martinez, he's only started what, two games, Colby, and he's leading the league in rushing.
Yeah. By a substantial amount too. That's what I'm saying. You know, I brought the it doesn't make a lot of sense to me that we have pretty much, you know, I know I heard Moose Johnson talk about this. We got the USFL from last year and the XFL.
Taken out by big football taking Colby.
They heard him. They're like, he's gonna badmouth the league, and they fired. No, Adrian Martinez, if you're playing UFL DFS, if you're a real hardcore degen, you got to start Adrian Martinez.
That's a cash play though, right? Not a GPP play. Yeah. He's going to have an
ownership only eight quarterbacks. You have to play Adrian Martinez.
Ownership through the roof. I mean, just going back to that. I mean, the league is small, so we've already seen these teams play each other in some cases. And this Birmingham team, I mean, if you've not been following spring football, they've been a season ahead. It seems every year they've won two straight championships. They appear like they're on their way to win another one. There's no way you could take the points here unless you're cute. And I have to imagine that there's some model out there that's providing resistance to this line. Cause why would it not just keep getting bigger and bigger? Who is betting Memphis? We saw this game. It was what, 33-14? It was not close, and this could be worse. Adrian Martinez, a better quarterback.
Yeah, and than what Case they were Cook doing is back then. The Showboats quarterback, who is actually one of the more experienced UFL quarterbacks. He played in the XFL there for the Philadelphia Stars. Yep. Had a good run.
RIP Blob.
Yeah, the franchise is no longer, and Case Kukas is no longer playing. He got whacked pretty hard. I don't know if I'm pretty sure he's not starting this week. I doubt they go back to him. Is creeping up, Ryan. When we talked about it originally on the podcast, it was 11 and a half. It's gotten currently over in DraftKings. It's sitting like right under two touchdowns.
Yeah, why is this not like Patriots undefeated season?
Randy Moss
minus
era.
21.
It should be 17. It really should. Like if I was making this line, I would make it 17. At 17, you at least have to think about it.
The reason Kukas got hurt was the pressure. Colby was starting to mention it.
The Showboats offensive line is horrible. If you can find a place that offers UFL defensive touchdowns, I would play that. For the Stallions. Colby, you got cut off there, but you were talking about Adrian Martinez and his ability as a running quarterback.
Yeah, no, and I was just hitting to the point that like that for some reason the teams in this league minus Birmingham really can't run the ball. You look at like a year ago, the Philadelphia Stars were the worst rushing team in the USFL. They are better than half the league this year. For some reason, it's the same players for the most part, but I mean, especially with the Stallions, which almost disproves the rest. But yeah, they've been be able to run the ball, and whether it's Martinez, whether it's Marable, whether it's Roundtree, who's not going to play this week, they picked up and played last week. He played great, so I like laying the 11 with the Stallions. They're just to me the best team in the league.
They're gonna have to treat the Stallions like the phone company back in the day. Got to break it up. It's a monopoly.
Well, they
break it up.
Ma Bell and the Birmingham Stallions. Look out, Colby. A game you and I know disagreed on was the St. Louis Battlehawks and the Houston Roughnecks. Right now, the Roughnecks catching 11 in St. Louis. They say call is the law. I understand the spread is big, but St. Louis's offense kind of a bucket, as the kids say. I think they roll here. Make your case for the Roughnecks.
The Roughnecks defense hasn't been horrible. It has not been horrible. You add Reed Sinnott. Ever since their starting quarterback got injured and Sinnott came in, the offense has been moving better. So Mark Thompson went to Twitter to say, give me the ball more. I think they give him the ball more. They control the clock. 12 and a half is a huge number in these. Anything over 12 is like two touchdowns in the NFL. So I'll take the 12 and a half with the Roughnecks there.
This Houston team's pretty bad. I mean, Colby lays out the only possible way that it happens, which is somehow they bleed the clock and they're able to maybe squeak a couple extra, maybe a touchdown or something. It just seems like the same. We're going to see a championship of St. Louis and Birmingham. Just zoom ahead a month and a half.
They only beat Arlington by 8. That's how bad the Houston Roughnecks are. Hey, appreciate Colby Dink calling in. Check out the College Football Experience team previews starting soon. He does a team preview for every college football team. You're not going to want to miss that. Shout out to the Progressive Guest Line. Kramer, when we come back, best bets, AKA just the tips to close it out. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. Miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Shout out to the Magic for covering that -4. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSIN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code VSIN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See Lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. I'm Sean Second on Mike Green with my partner picks Ryan Real Money Kramer. Kramer, final segment, best bets.
It's Derby weekend, which means we got a receipt level list of.
Are all those your best bets?
What do you mean? Well, I'm going to tell everyone what we're doing on the Derby.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. No.
Are you? Is it going to be too much? Are you worried you're not going to have enough?
No, I'm not worried at all, Ryan.
All right, here we go. Derby tickets for this weekend. We're taking the 17. A lot of this, I think we agreed on.
Yeah.
So we're taking Fierceness, the 17 to win. It does seem like, again, if you go watch the Florida Derby and tell me this horse isn't going to just casually win. We're going to be talking about this as a triple crown horse. So we're taking it to win. I haven't decided how reckless I'll be yet on the size of the wager. We're also going to go with the 11 horse, the Japanese horse. Chase was talking about him earlier. One of the few horses in the field that does have the raw speed to run with Fierceness. If Fierceness runs its race, we're going to do a little win play show there, Sean. We're then going to take the 7 Honor Marie, little long shot activity there. Win play show. We're also going to take a long shot on the 6 just to win because we're a big fan of Justin Steele. Shout out to him. He's a fan of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Just Steele made me think about that. That was, we'll say that was my, TMZ contribution to the card. Then we're going to take the 3 horses I mentioned earlier, the 17, the 11, the 7. We're going to try box it, Sean. We're going to exacta box it. And then we're going to take them all 3 with the 6, and we're going to superfect them box it. Woo. Don't call me a donkey. We have lots of fun tomorrow. And
it's Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, follow me on social, too. I'm sure I'll be playing some other. I will say I do have a youth soccer game in the middle of the Derby activity.
Are they going to put that up on a big screen at the girls soccer event?
I will say there are a couple dads who are very heavy degens, so I have a feeling.
Hashtag degens only.
There'll be some Derby conversations. They're at least going to ask me what I'm betting on.
Yeah. So, like I said,
anything you're agreeing with all of that, or just some of it?
So I'm keeping it mostly. I'm keeping it just a little simpler. 17. The Fierceness is that's the play that you're going to get on. It's boring. Bet it to win to kind of counteract the long shots. The long shots I got are the 13 horse West Saratoga, the Disney story.
Okay.
The trainer was raised from the Bahamas, 7 kids in a room, no one's stopping him. And he bought the horse for $11,000. I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate parlay, winning the Kentucky Derby with an $11,000 horse. I love it. Dare to dream. Just Steele, I'm with you at 20-1, and Honor Marie, I'm with you at 20-1. So I'm just playing those in that fashion, to win. Keeping it simple, Ryan.
Yeah. And again, I'm sure, what my general handy, when I'm watching the horses, I like to see the way that the horses look right then in the moment. So most of my bets, I like to see how maybe I get to see the paddock walk. Maybe I'm just watching on TV and I get to see the walk out to the gate. That's where I like. So I will be posting some more plays. So stay tuned for that. But as far as some more best bets that we can get down on right now, let's jump over to the UFL again. I think we're agreeing a lot. But it's, to me, Birmingham, just they're so much better than everyone else in this league. They've only not covered one spread. They're undefeated.
Yes, it's insane.
They're laying 12. It's supposed to scare you off. Don't let it scare you off. Adrian Martinez is going to be in there. He's been a dynamic threat. And again, it just looks head and shoulders above any other quarterback in the league, other than Lindsey Scott, who somehow is in jail over there on the Arlington Renegades. So he's an NFL player. I'm standing by that. Anyway, Birmingham minus 12. And, you know, I wasn't a believer in Michigan early on. And I do think it's funny that an injury is helping them upgrade at quarterback. Rarely do you lose your quarterback for the year and it turns into a blessing. And as Colby mentioned, the kid they signed to be, who's the backup now, was in the NFL very recently in Bryce Perkins. So, Panthers minus 4, also a good spot. And I would happily, and I will be parlaying these two together when they unbox them, these savages. Sean?
Yeah. So, Birmingham minus 12, Panthers minus 4. I mean, it's
You want to parlay them with me?
Yeah, okay. I will be parlaying them as well. And then UFC, Gumby really sold me on Pantoja at -185. Also Pantoja submission at 3-1. That is a really juicy, juicy price. I love the angle, both the mental angle, the physical angle of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are so fun to make fun of. But now, to your point, Ryan, the Bruins have had six games in a row where they had a chance to eliminate a team and didn't do it. How is that not in your head? And we're getting plus money on the Leafs here at +120. I love it. So give me the Toronto Maple Leafs +120. Also, just a live quick check in here on the Mavs. They're up 46-40. Luka has 16 points already with 448 left. So knock on wood that he gets to the 33.5 or 32.5.
What's Harden got? Some of us have points and assists under. And I did see an earlier highlight of him just flopping on the ground like a overweight fish filled with weights in that cheating scandal.
Wow, a great reference.
Thank
Harden,
you.
Harden 7 points. And what else did assists? You have? Five.
Oh, okay.
So you're looking pretty decent.
Yeah.
There's 4:30 left in the first half.
He's trying though. That's a concern. Yeah,
that is dangerous. But if Mavs run out in the third quarter, he could pack it in. Again, the guy had his jersey retired at a strip club. Hats off to you, James Harden.
Hashtag Dejins only.
So I like the Leafs and getting back to the associate.
That feels like the Hollywood star thing. If you pay enough money, they'll retire your jersey over at the strip club too.
Yeah, it is a weird dance with the with like the casino comps where it's hey, I got a free room. Or hey, I got a free meal. But then, like sometimes, if you know people who've been comped crazy stuff, at some point you might feel a little dumb when they're like, "Oh, we got you this $1 million suite." Do the math.
Yeah, that's impressive. Nice suite, bro.
One play. We were dancing around it. It felt like for the upcoming Nuggets game. I do like that angle of the Minnesota Timberwolves win the first half, Nuggets win the game. I also will say I do like Nuggets team total over 105.5. I do think they get the win. The spread feels like it's going to be a one bucket game, but I don't like Minnesota enough to fire on them. And obviously I like the Nuggets -1.5 games. You can get that plus money over on DraftKings for the series at +115, right?
Yeah, so that's my favorite right there. I mean, I'm completely fine. I think you play the spread now, to your point, and we'll play the double result. But Nuggets -1.5, that does seem like the nice one. And I will say, really appreciative of the fans for reaching out and making sure I was aware of not only Jimmy Butler, but potentially more Michael Jordan offspring running around. Really, really good stuff out there on the internet. Shout out to Reddit.
Hilarious what they do. I swear to God, every time they take like one NBA player's head, cut it in half, and then put it next to the other NBA player's head, they always look exact. The way they do it with the Photoshop, they make it look way more similar probably than it is. Also, like Ant knows his parents. So it doesn't work as well as maybe the Jimmy Butler rumors. But then, of course, there was a news story that, Michael Jordan came out and said he was sleeping with all these women. So who knows?
He also, there might have kids. Who knows?
He might be in the league. He said he alluded to the fact that he probably has some kids he doesn't know about that are in the NBA right now.
I think he might be wondering if
Jimmy Butler's one of those guys. Yeah, he does have a lot of dog in him.
Well, you know, Michael, he's probably looking for a discount on the shoe deal. Like, oh, hey, come on, son. We want you to wear the Nike Air One Maxes, but can you do your old pops a favor? Jordan's always looking for an angle. That's my tick.
Well, he's been ruthless. He's a ruthless businessman on and off the court.
That is so true. Ryan, what are we going to be talking about next week?
We're going to find a way to talk about football. Yeah. The United Football League will be deep into the season now. Week 7, more playoffs, Stanley Cup. We're closer to that. Fine, NBA Finals. I can keep doing this. You maybe tennis?
Ooh,
That was the curveball. Just kidding.
Yeah, unlikely we'll be getting to tennis, but of course.
Is there tennis coming up?
They're always playing tennis. They're always getting down on tennis. Hey, make sure you stay tuned for VSiN tonight.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Second Money Green. He's Ryan.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Kramer, let it ride.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.